الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. وقال تعالى: قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. By way of introduction, as a reminder for all of us, that this is the day of Jumu'ah, and we should take it as the day of Jumu'ah, not Friday. Like, for example, Ramadan, if we take it as the month of March, month of May, then it doesn't bring any message to us. But if we say the month of Ramadan, immediately rozas, immediately tarawih, now tilawat of Quran Sharif, all the things. So the six very valuable amal for the day of Jumu'ah, amal sitta, the yom al-Jumu'ah. And on account of doing those six amal, a person gets the reward of one whole year's ibadat and one whole year's roza sawab. Roza, fasting, is also ibadat, but it's mentioned separately in this hadith. And what are the six amal? Just briefly, Allah give us all tawfiq to practice upon them. That is to bath and wear clean clothes. Secondly, to come walking for Jumu'ah. Great virtues in that. Thirdly, to come as early as possible. And fourthly, to sit as close as possible to the Imam. And fifthly, to listen attentively. And sixthly, not to do anything useless, anything idle, layani, fuzul. We should avoid that. For if we do those six amal, then for every step that we take for coming for Jumu'ah, we get the reward of one whole year's ibadat sawab, plus one whole year's roza sawab. And a great ibadat which is on its own, and which has got great value at the day of Jumu'ah, is salawat ala nabi, durood sharif. Each one of us should try and read at least 100 duroods every day, even as students. It only takes 2 minutes to read 100 times durood sharif comfortably. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you read it comfortably, 2 minutes you can read it. And in one day, there are 1,400 minutes. So 2 minutes for durood sharif, 1,380 minutes for all our other things. Allah give us tawfiq. The great verses of durood sharif, a person who reads 100 times a day, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, bara'atum minan nifaq wa bara'atum minan nar. Nifaq, hypocrisy, is one of the worst gunas. Inna al-munafiqina fi al-dark al-asfali min al-nar. And it's a very common thing, and it creeps in a person without a person realizing it also. And by the barakat of durood sharif, Allah purifies that person from nifaq and hypocrisy. And also, he will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. A person who reads 100 times a day durood sharif, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fulfills 100 of his needs, 70 of the akhirat and 30 of this dunya. A person who reads 100 times a day durood sharif, Allah ta'ala gives him the mort of a shaheed, a martyr. And before the first blood of a martyr touches the ground, that person is fully forgiven by Allah ta'ala already. So great, great virtues. If we read durood sharif, then when it's presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our name is taken, and our father's name is taken, that so and so, son of so and so, has sent durood on you. For our name to be taken in the court or and in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a great thing. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Next week, inshallah, from Jumu'ah, till Sunday Zohar, 48 hours, we'll be having the Islahi Jalsa. And Allah reward many of our friends who are making effort, informing other people, encouraging other people, making safar, informing others of the Islahi Jalsa. May Allah give us also tawfiq, that as much as possible, we ourselves take part. It is kept here in the madrasa. And we as students, we should be the first that we take part in the Islahi Jalsa. And we listen carefully and we try and bring what is being said. We try and make amal on it, practice upon it. And together with this, let us try and inform as many other people as we can that they should also take part in the Islahi Jalsa. Our sashis are traveling far and wide in order to give da'wat for the Islahi Jalsa. Now, this is an Islahi Jalsa. What is an Islahi Jalsa? Let us try to understand that. Basically, alhamdulillah, everyone does know. But just a bit more discussion, more muzakra will be beneficial, inshallah. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Jalsa is a place where we sit together, that we all know. And they say Islahi Jalsa. A just a jalsa where we're going to sit together, not to have meals, not to have fun, not to acquire knowledge, not to make jihad, for example. But it is for islah. What is islah? Correction. To make the islah of a person is a means the correction. That whatever wrong habits, wrong things we have got, we make islah of them, we correct them. And this is like the ayat of the Quran Sharif I've recited. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That person has become fully successful who has made tazkiyah. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And that person is in complete loss who has not made his tazkiyah. So from the ayat of the Quran Sharif, we can understand how important it is to make tazkiyah. Then in the other ayat, Allah says, gives the method of making tazkiyah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. That person has become successful who has made tazkiyah of himself. This correction, this islah. And then, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And he made dhikr of the name of Allah Ta'ala. That is dhikrullah, to take the name of Allah Ta'ala. So, وَصَلَّى. And then he made namaz, all aman. He brought deen into his life. So Allah guarantees success for that person. Now, and this is, then this is in these two ayahs, and many, many, the whole Quran Sharif, right, about 50 times a day, we read Surah Fatiha. And the highlight of Surah Fatiha is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. And the straight path, Allah has defined it Himself. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. That path on whom you have made in'am, your special favors you have sent down upon. And to understand something, Ta'raful Ashiya, may azdadiha, things are understood by their opposite. So the path of the Anbiya, and not the path, ghayril maghzubi alayhim, waladdallin, not the path of those whom Allah has become angry on, and those who have gone astray, whether it's the Jews or the Christians, or anyone else, or any other path, besides the path of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. So that is the path that we have to. So there also, and we read Surah Fatiha, and every Muslim reads about 50 times a day Surah Fatiha. So 50 times a day he is asking for Sirati Mustaqim. And Sirati Mustaqim is what is called Islah. That is to correct ourselves, to be on the right path, not to be on the wrong path. So there. And then the famous four ayahs of the Quran Sharif, in which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had made dua for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in which Allah Ta'ala pronounces his great favors on the believers. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that Allah has done a great favor to the believers for three main works. The one is tilawat-e Quran, one is tazkiyah-e nafs, and one is ta'aleem-e kitab. For these three things mainly. So tazkiyah-e nafs in these ayat, so some places they are mentioned, it's mentioned second, and some places it is mentioned at the end. The importance of it is shown that it is, everyone should make efforts for tazkiyah-e nafs. And when it is mentioned at the end, then at least, normally for the students of deen, they complete the alim course. Then ulama, great, great ulama, used to tell the students that now pay attention to your tazkiyah and do your tazkiyah, so that the essence of this very important aspect of deen comes into your lives. So this is in the Quran Sharif, and from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, tell قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, everywhere is the importance of tazkiyah. In the Hadith Sharif, we see the great importance of it, that in the very fundamental part of our deen, the very fundamental and important aspect of our deen, which Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came in the form of a student, but actually he came to teach the ummah the fundamentals of deen, which is the beginning hadith of Bukhari Sharif also, of Mishkat Sharif also, and all the hadith kitab have got this narration, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wamal ihsan, what is ihsan? That is another name for tazkiyah. That is another name for islah. Whether you call it islah, you call it sirat-i mustaqim, you call it khanqah, you call it nisbat ma'allah, whatever. So this is another name also, that wamal ihsan. What is ihsan? Ihsan is also the same, this tazkiyah, this islah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied and said, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. That is the end part of tazkiyah. That so much of nisbat, when the heart is clean, then Allah's connection comes so much in a person that whatever he does, Allah is in front of him. At the moment, many of us are such, we start our namaz and we don't think of Allah. The whole namaz passes, and we didn't think of Allah. But once tazkiyah is done, as one great buzurg says, nisbat usi ka naam hai, nisbat usi ka naam hai, ki unki gali se aap nikalne na paaye. What is this nisbat? It is that even if you want to forget Allah, you can't forget Him. So much now, Allah, the presence of Allah, the greatness of Allah has come in front of you, and it shows you the strength of your iman. Whatever you do, Allah is in front of you. So we make namaz, I'm making namaz for Allah. And then ikhlas is sincerity, which is a very, very important aspect of our deen. Automatically it comes. You will only do it for Allah Ta'ala. Tawadu, humbleness, which is also a farz-e ayn, that a person has humility, humbleness in him. The minute he understands, man arafa rabba, faqad arafa nafsa. Or, man arafa nafsa, faqad arafa rabba. If a person has recognized Allah, how great Allah is, he will immediately realize, I am absolutely nothing whatsoever. And a person who has realized that what I am nothing whatsoever, he will realize Allah is the greatest. So this is the nisbat. So that is the end part of tazkiyah. First it is to cleanse and purify ourselves. That is the clear words tazkiyah refer to that. To purify, to cleanse. And this is not something new to any person, even in fact to the animals, etc. Everyone corrects himself. As far as you are driving on the road, you notice there's a roadblock. Immediately you make sure you got your seat belts on. So you correct yourself. You are making your islah. Somebody informs you there are speed traps. Immediately you lower your speed. You are correcting yourself. As far as our houses are concerned, anything breaks or anything, we correct it. We fix it up. As far as our clothing is concerned, we wash our clothing regularly. We correct it. We don't let it get dirty all the time. Our bodies, we bath regularly to keep ourselves clean. So in any aspect, a bird also, it makes its nest. And if a storm comes or anything happens and the nest is broken, it repairs it again. So just maintenance, just correcting, that is what is called Islah. And we all do it. Winter is here, we wear warm clothes, automatically, every person. Summer comes, we put off the warm clothing. So that is a natural thing in insan. But when it comes to our deen, then we seem to not pay attention. Then we Islah becomes a bid'at. Islah becomes shirk, as some people call it, to make tazkiyah. And how to make tazkiyah? Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And this tazkiyah is made by the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But some people call, when we make zikr, they call it also bid'at. They call it shirk. Whereas the importance of zikr, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that the most command of doing anything which has come in the Quran Sharif is for zikr. And for zikr again, many, many places, not only that you must make zikr, but zikran kathira. And zikran kathira, to make zikr in abundance, is not mentioned for any other command. Only for zikr, that make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala zikr in abundance. For example, in the ayat, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, all the great, great qualities of the believing man, and here Allah refers to the woman separately. Normally they are referred to with the man, but here separately. For after all nine great qualities which Allah mentioned, the last quality Allah mentions was ذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهِ. And then again, وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَاتِ, those who make Allah zikr in abundance. So that is zikr. The most blessed command that has been given in the Quran Sharif is of the zikr of Allah. So many places. And then again, zikran kathira. So zikr must be made. So the prime, Haji Ahmad Nakhuda Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, who was one of the main khalifas of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he advanced already so much in tasawwuf and in islah, he asked Hazrat Shaykh that, for example, ikhlas, tawadu, these things are still not coming in my life. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told him, the solution to all spiritual ailments is the zikr of Allah. Our Shaykh Jazahum Allah Khair explained it so beautifully and said it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who makes zikr of La ilaha illallah 100 times a day, then his face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. So to make the zikr of Allah 100 times a day, perhaps not even a minute, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, about 100 times, just over a minute it will take. But two great benefits. One is a great storage, a great earning for the akhirah. And the other is the islah of a person gets made. And you can do this with wudu, without wudu, facing qibla or not facing qibla. masjid or out of the masjid, anywhere, but better that we try and make it with wuzu, facing Qibla and paying attention to it. And then we make the zikr. Or just even 100 times, La ilaha illallah. As far as the storage of akhirat is concerned, the great virtues are, it is narrated that, Man qala la ilaha illallah, 70,000 times, a person who says La ilaha illallah 70,000 times, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is freedom for him from the fire of Jahannam and for whoever he read it. Liman qal, wa liman qil, for whoever, for who read it and for whom you read it. So if you read it 100 times a day, every second year, we'll have a quota of about 70,000 times La ilaha illallah. And if we read it 200 times a day, then every year we'll have a quota of 70,000 times. And if we pass the sawab to any of our marhumeen, they get the sawab also. And they also get freedom from the fire of Jahannam. One great sheikh, we invited some people for meals. And in that was a young boy with regard to whom it was famous that he gets kashf. Kashf is that Allah shows a person something which other people cannot see. So while they were having meals, the boy suddenly screamed and cried and shouted loudly. So the sheikh asked him, what's wrong? What happened to you? He says, I see my mother is burning in the fire of Jahannam. So the sheikh, who had read many times and many quotas of 70,000 La ilaha illallah, he hid. He won without any gesture on his face or anything. He passed it on to his mother. Then immediately the boy smiled and laughed. So the sheikh asked, now what's wrong? You're so happy, you are laughing. He says, I see my mother is in the gardens of Jannah now. So the sheikh says, from this incident, I realize that this hadith is correct and true. That a person who reads 70,000 times, La ilaha illallah, ghufira liman qal, wa liman qil. The person who reads it is also forgiven, and for whom it is read, who you make isalis sawab, who you pass it to, he is also forgiven. And from this incident, I realize that this boy is getting genuine kashf. It's not just a fraud that he's making up stories that he's getting kashf. Because the minute I pass the 70,000 sawab of La ilaha illallah, he immediately smiled. So he's getting genuine, true kashf. So to read 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah. And if we can, better 200 times a day to read it. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah. And we take the same names of our Mashayikh because it is narrated, Tanzilu Rahma in the Zikri Salihin, that Allah's Rahmat descends when you make Zikr, you remember, you take the names of our pious elders. So Hazrat says that in this hadith where it comes, that on the day of Qiyamah, that a person's face will shine like the 14th full moon. It is like, yeah, in this world we see the beginning of the moon. When this new month starts, we can't see the moon. The moon is there. The full moon is there in the sky. But we can't see. And we look just for the crescent. And there is so much of ikhtilaf, especially for the Eid moon, whether it has been sighted, it has not been sighted. But as the nights pass on, and by the 14th night, the moon fully is shining now. Now, even anyone can see, so much so that we can say that even a blind person can see now the moon. It's so clear, so there is no doubt. Like that, a person who keeps on reading La ilaha illallah, all the darkness, the dark amal in his life, disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, weakness of Iman, whatever it can be, it will be going out by the barakat of La ilaha illallah. Until so much that full nur will come, all the good amal will come into his life. So zikrullah is one of the serious components for the islah of a person. And that every person can do, who is bayat, who is not bayat also. And the zikr of la ilaha illallah 100 times, you don't need permission from a sheikh also. More barakah if you get permission from a sheikh, but even without permission, the hadith has given and commanded that we should read 100 times la ilaha illallah, which every person can do. And our full islah will be made with that. And together with that, صحبت الصالحين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, acquire taqwa. Iman you have got, and iman is already your key to Jannah. But to be go directly to Jannah, that you need taqwa. And in order to gain taqwa, كونوا مع الصادقين. Be with the true righteous servants of Allah Ta'ala, who we call the Ahlullah. And that is who in our heart it comes, this is a pious person. This is a person who's got nisbat and connection with Allah Ta'ala. The minute that comes in our heart, then try to sit in the company of that person. Listen to his talks, follow his teachings, and Allah Ta'ala will make us also from the Sadiqeen, from the truthful people. So this path is a very clear and straightforward path. And this is what will be tried to be explained over the 2 days of the Islahi Jalsa. So that we all can try what we are doing. Everyone is making Islah of him. But dunya since we make Islah. Our body, our clothes, our house, our car, everything we make Islah. But the most important thing is that of our ruh. The ruh is in the body, and if we don't make effort on the ruh, the nafs overpowers the ruh. And then the ruh is not pure and clean anymore. So now we have to make effort to make the ruh strong. And that we purify the ruh. And all bad habits. And these are either it starts on the outside, like a person hasn't got Islamic appearance, for example. Beard, clothing, etc. He hasn't got salat in his life, for example. He's far from deen. So he starts, if the outside is correct, then he must carry on and then make Islah of the inside also. That is now, make connection with Allah and develop sincerity also. Develop tawadu also. Develop humbleness and all the other good qualities, and remove all the bad qualities, pride, ostentation to do things for name and fame. All that must be removed. So this is a natural thing which comes in, which is in every person. Let us pay attention to our ruh also. And the ruh is the most important. We will pay attention to all our material things. Our clothes, our house, our cars, our bodies, cleanliness. Even if we get sick, we'll take some medicine. We'll go to a doctor. If necessary, we'll be hospitalized also. But the most important is the ruh. As long as the ruh is in the body, everything is done for that body. The minute the ruh goes out of the body, then the body is given a ghusl, and it is then going buried in the qabristan. So the most important is the ruh. But we pay the least attention and the least importance we pay to the ruh. For that we should pay the most importance, and the most we should make effort, well, we should be on the ruh. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So with this jalsa coming, bring and look at it in this light, and that I myself am in need, and nobody can think I'm all right, no matter who he is. He can be Shaykhul Mashaykh also, he's also in need of Islah. An ordinary person is also in need of Islah. And it's not a bidat, it's not shirk, it is a faraz to make effort on our Islah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.